Okay, Neelam Puyo is from Nepal. He has an MS in geography from Western Illinois University at McCobb, Illinois, and a BS in forestry from the Institute of Forestry. After his undergraduate degree, Neelam worked as a community forester officer at the Rural Chittim National Park. He is currently pursuing a PhD in Natural Resources Economics under Dr. Hodges. His presentation today is a second seminar on a site study that analyzes the demand of wildlife hunting in southeastern United States.
Thank you, Sharon. Welcome, everybody. I'll be talking about the demand for wildlife hunting in the southeastern United States today. Wildlife hunting is a major outdoor recreation activity in the United States, and the wildlife hunting is associated with traditional values and practice especially in the southern region. And the wildlife hunting has made significant social and economic contribution. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimated about $20 billion contribution of hunting and related business in 2001. And economic effect of hunting is even greater than some of the major agricultural crops in some states, and peanuts in Georgia is one of the example. And all of these economic activities related to hunting has different multiplier effects, including the sales and purchase of equipment, transportation, accommodation, jobs, and other things. Unfortunately, there is a growing concern of decline in wildlife hunting license sales in last few decades, and there is a 20% decline in number of hunters nationwide in last two decades. Again, I'm talking about first the license sales and then 20% decline in number of hunters. So 15 million license was sold in 2002, but 2003 experienced just 14.7 million licenses. And this figure shows you a general trend of license sales in the United States over the six decades. From 1980 to 2005, there is a significant decline in sales of licenses. The benefits from hunting: the first one is revenue from the sales of license. The second is species management, because wildlife hunting is considered a good game management tool in wildlife biology. And the third is social benefit. That includes the hunting as a recreation activity, increases friendship among hunting bodies, and maintains the traditional values, especially in areas like U.S. South. Decline in hunting license implies three different things. First is economic effect, because the sales of hunting license goes down, the revenue also goes down, and revenue from the sales of license is a major operating source for conservation agencies. They will be lacking fund for conservation awareness program and all sorts of things. The ecological effect is because hunters harvest overpopulated number of species, game species, but if they do not harvest, overpopulation of animal can be the result. And social effect: increasing human wildlife conflict, crop depredation in farmlands, and highway collision, as we are aware of many this kind of incidents in recent days. Number of studies has already scrutinized demand for wildlife hunting, but those studies did not focus on the U.S. South, and it is essential to understand what influences hunting demand. And also important is projecting how the future of wildlife hunting will look like in future, and that has not been a focus of previous studies. So the objective of this study is to develop an economic demand model for wildlife hunting, especially for the southeastern United States, to determine what affects the demand for wildlife hunting in the region, and then to project the demand for wildlife hunting in the region for next few decades. Empirical model: we used a very simple log linear economic demand model, where the left hand side is the natural logarithm of the total number of residents hunting licenses sold in the county, and right hand side contain the different explanatory variables. As you can see here, y is the n by 1 vector of natural logarithm of the number of licenses sold in counties, and x represents a matrix that represents different explanatory variables which include socio-demographic characteristics and ecological feature of the county. So socio-demographic characteristics control for the test and preference of the residents living in the county, and ecological variables capture the hunting opportunities in the county. Because we are going to use a cross-section data set using different observation in a one period of time shot, the heteroscedasticity is a problem of concern. So we did a white test of homoscedasticity that was rejected, and we ended up using a feasible generalized least square estimation. All these into all these econometric detail I'm not going to go today because of time limitation. And because we are going to using a lot of socio-demographic variables, those can be correlated with each other. So multicollinearity could be problem in the our statistical model. So we used a variance inflation factor index using 10 as a cutoff point to eliminate variables those were correlated with each other. Study area, as I already mentioned, it covers southeastern United States. We chose southeastern United States because wildlife hunting is the major consumptive outdoor recreation in the area. And the US South is fastest growing region in terms of population growth and urbanization in recent decades, which may have impact on wildlife hunting and these traditional activities. And the analysis units in this study were the counties, individual counties. We had 1,066 counties from 10 states. Those include Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. We could not include data set from observation from Florida and Mississippi because those states did not have data maintained at county level for that year. And by the way, the study conducted was for year 2000. Variables and data sources. The dependent variable in the model is the resident license for the county. State agencies were requested to provide those data set, and the county level is the smallest unit at which this kind of data are maintained. So we had to collect from different sources, and that's why we chose county level. An explanatory variable include license fee, because a typical economic demand model uses the quantity demanded in left-hand side, and the right-hand side include the price of the commodity itself, the price of substitutes, availability of substitutes and complements, and all the socio-demographic factors to control for the test and preference of the residents. We followed the same similar economic model, and we have other socio-economic variables: personal income, employment, low education, that means less than high school degree. And these percentages represent the percentages of population with full-time employment, percentage of population with high school degree and less in the county. So all these variables should be interpreted in that way. College graduate percentage means percentage of county residents with college degree. And we have two different age variable. The first one captures the age from 16 to 34, younger likely hunter generation population, because the likely hunters are likely to come from the age of 16 to 65. Most of the, this is the age category from where most of the hunters come from. We broke this into two different age groups because there is a growing debate about hunting not being popular among the youths. So the first one captures the young hunters population, and second one the elder. And single male parent households, that means percentage of households in the county with male parent, but male without wife, but with male parent and kids. Percentage of Caucasian in the county, total population. We wanted to control for the total population in the county because any county may have more license demand because the county has high population. And commute time, average travel time to job, public forest, percentage of public forest within 100 mile radius of the county centroid. When we created this public forest variable, we looked from the center of the county around 100 mile of their county. That could include outside the county but within the state, because the residents cannot go outside their states to hunt with their resident licenses. And percentage of private forest area, in the same 100-mile radius area, and whether or not the county has gun club or not, because these kind of institutions provide platform for people to join hunting and that kind of recreation activities. And amusement means availability of other recreation activities like horse race, car race, or amusement parks and that kind of stuffs. And all these variables came from US Census data set, but these four data set came from National Outdoor Recreation Survey data set that USDA Forest Service collects and maintains for every 5 years. Empirical results. Most of the variables we have used in the model are significant, and those have signs consistent with the theory and other previous works. Like you can see, license fee has negative effect and significant, negative and significant effect. Income, higher income, people with higher income are more likely to hunt. Employment, full-time employment may not have time to go for hunting, so negative and significant effect. Low education, if you compare the low education and college graduate percentage, you can see low educated people are more likely to hunt, but college graduate or highly educated people are less likely to hunt. That may be because their opportunity cost of time is high. And the age related variables support the ongoing debate that hunting is not popular among the young people. You can see 35 to 65 age category has positive and significant effect, but 16 to 34 younger hunters population does not have significant effect. So it's this empirical evidence supports that debate. Single male parent households, negative and significant effect, and it is consistent with other survey data set which showed the people having children in their house but not having their wife in house are less likely to go for hunting because they need more time and energy to take care of their kids. Caucasian percentage of Caucasian has strongly significant and positive effect. And population, definitely county having high population obviously has higher demand. Commute time, negative effect, significant. Public forest and private forest has positive and significant, but if you compare the marginal effect between these two, public forest has high marginal effect compared to private forest, because the private getting access into public forest may be easy, but private forest may include other leasing cost and other liabilities involved. Gun club dummy, very significant and positive effect. Amusement parks and stuffs, that does not have significant effects, so it is neither complementary nor substitutes of the wildlife hunting. And the overall goodness of fitness of the model is pretty good, and the number of observations 1066. And this is the development of the model. Now the next step is to project the demand. So to do this, we simulated the future hunting demand under a number of assumptions about explanatory variables. For instance, projection of demographic change, projection of land use change including forest land and change in institutional factors. What we did is estimated regression parameters from the last step, and those parameters were applied to projected value of the explanatory variables, and region's demand was projected for every 5 year interval from 2000 to 2030. And the simulation of county scenarios in different assumptions involved using projected value from US Census and other data sets, interpolation, extrapolation where the data was not available, and lot of other assumptions in which I will not go into detail here. The result shows that the region will experience a slight decrease in hunting demand from 2000 to 2030. That is consistent with the demographic change in the area. And demand in 2030 would be 5.36 million in the region, which is about 9% less than 2000. And this is consistent with Boker and others who forecasted national hunting participation to decline by 11% between 1995 and 2050. And the expected decline in hunting demand can be attributed primarily to structural change in the demographics and decrease in hunting areas or hunting lands, especially the forest lands. And a significant change in demographic structures and loss of forest areas, particularly those under private forest ownership, are likely to affect the hunting demand, and the structural change include browning of browning, aging, and forest land loss. Browning means increase in share of the non-white population who are less likely to join wildlife hunting, and aging of population, who that means increase in proportion of the population who are older than the likely hunters population, and obviously the forest land loss. And that 9% decrease in hunting demand was the best case scenario, but that may not be the case in the future because there is a rapid growth in population, faster rate of Hispanic growth in the area, and increasing urbanization and land use change in the area, and decreasing access to forest lands. Like you can see here, this hunter is reading a no hunting sign there. This kind of restriction in hunting ground will not be captured by the model we are using now, because a lot of people are restricting their land. And increase in elderly and young population. So we developed alternative scenarios to estimate the demand for wildlife hunting in these different scenarios. And the projection shows that the top one is baseline alternative. You can see what baseline means. Best guess based on projected reports and literature. And the 5.87 million hunting license in 2000 will decline to 5.36 million by 2030 in best case scenario. But in higher population growth, that means population growth rate will be 1.33 times the rate in the baseline. That will increase because the population growth in population will compensate the loss. And increase minority population share, that will decrease the hunting significantly if you compare with the best case scenario. And faster forest loss rate, that means annual forest decline rate is 0.43%, that was projected by Southeastern Natural Resource Leadership Institute. In the best case, we use the projection of USDA Forest Service, but in this one, we use another one, but it's still realistic, and that will give slightly less hunting demand by 2030. And another scenario is increased youth and elderly population, that will also give significantly less hunting license demand by 2030. You can see the projection in different scenarios in future. For instance, the top one is the baseline scenario, and second one is the baseline scenario, and the top one is higher population growth. Increase in population will compensate the demand loss. And the third one is faster forest loss rate, that will give slightly less hunting demand by 2030 or over the period. And the fourth one is increased minority population share, that will dramatically decrease the hunting demand. Conclusion: socio-demographic data aggregated at county level can be combined with land use information to explain the hunting demand. Demand for hunting license in the Southeast is likely to go down by 9% by 2030. And most important factors appear to be structural shifts in population, particularly non-white and age shift in the population. And age and race cohorts most positively correlated with hunting participation right now are declining and are projected to decline. And hunting is not popular among youths. That may be because of, you know, kids. The younger population rather stay at home and play video games rather than going with their parents or grandparents for hunting. And divides, and the agencies can devise some program and marketing campaign to promote awareness and encourage both younger and non-white participation in wildlife hunting to keep the hunting business alive, and make hunting an equally desirable recreation among youth, promote young hunter recruitment, and help preserve the tradition of hunting. And another finding is demand for hunting is price inelastic among Southeastern hunters. That means an increase in price induces a less than proportionate decline in sales, and most importantly, increase revenue. And decrease in license fee will increase participation by a less than a proportional amount. So those things could be considered while reviewing the hunting license fees and stuffs in future. And availability of public hunting land has a far greater impact on license sales than private land, as we compare the marginal effects of these two different categories. And agencies may consider programs which increase public hunting land, and the cost involved in purchasing or maintaining public hunting grounds may be compensated by the sales of license over the time. And while the projection gives a general picture for the region, the estimated model and the forecasting scheme could be applied to different license types and different particular states to get specific picture of the states and forecast the revenue. And the model can be extended to understand and project demand for the other consumptive outdoor recreation, for instance, fishing and hiking and other kind of nature-based recreation. Thank you very much. And any questions, comments, or suggestions are welcome. Yes.
Could you tell us about how did you deal with about the county that have the no sale in the license? How did you deal with that county?
Okay, thank you.
That's the first question. The second question is it possible for the people in different county can buy the license across county and hunt in the specified area?
Okay, thank you, Praja. The first question is, how did I deal with the counties having no license sales? There were around 39 counties which did not have any license sales. But to estimate the model, because our model was log linear, taking log of zero does not make sense. So we omitted those counties not having any sales or not no value on that year, and estimated the model based on other counties in the region, and then applied the parameters with their projected explanatory variables to forecast the hunting license in future. And the second question is about how do I deal with the residents who go out of their counties and buy license. The model we have developed here captures two things. One thing is, either the county has high license demand because there are more hunters or more likely hunters because of the socio-demographic characteristics of the county, or the county has high license demand because the county has higher opportunity to hunt. So the forest lands and private and public forest lands, hunting clubs, and these things will capture any kind of effect that is coming from anybody coming from another county and buying license for hunting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just a little bit comment, because if people can buy license across county, mm-hmm. it means that the personal income that you use, the average personal income in that county, is not make sense in that point. And it's okay, because you can use the proxy of the income in your model also.
Yeah, all right. Good point.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
When you did this, are you quantifying the number of hunters per county by what county the license was bought in, or the county of their residency? Because, turning your resident information when you get a license.
Yeah. When we requested the state agencies to provide the license sales, they keep the record of license sold in the county by different license sales vendors in the county. So this is according to how many licenses were sold in the county, not by residence types. Thank you. Yes?
For your demographic data, why did you pick single father households instead of just general single parent households, or compare single father to single mother households?
That's a good question. When we were reviewing literature about when developing the demand for wildlife hunting, we reviewed a paper by some of the faculties in Auburn University. They surveyed some hunters and assessed why the demand for hunting is going down, or why people are quitting wildlife hunting. And one of their factors they considered was the male parents' household, because if the first of all is, males are more likely to hunt compared to females. very highly likely. And the second is, if the females are there to take care of the kids or children, then men will likely to go for hunting. So reviewing that literature, and because it makes sense theoretically, we picked up percentage of male parent households in the county, not female parent households in the county. Thank you. Any other questions?
Well, I want to thank Neelam, and I want to mention something that Sharon didn't mention when she introduced Neelam. Oh, you didn't want to?
No.
Well, Neelam became a first-time father today, about 4 hours ago.
Thank you.
So.